Welcome back. It's Jordan Miller this morning on Live and Local right here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. Before the break, we were discussing what happened yesterday, unfortunately, in Sherrodsville, Ohio, with the Tuscarawas County branch of Toys for Tots going up in flames. Right now, it's not been made public what the cause of the fire was yet. That's all still under investigation. But what we do know right now is that thousands of dollars worth of toys were lost in this fire. They were lost. They were all being stored in a business in Tuscarawas County in the Sherrodsville area. But we're 3 weeks away. 3 weeks away from Christmas, and all the toys are gone. On the line with us right now, we have the assistant coordinator, Megan Jones, with us. Megan, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, and we also have Bob here also.
All right. Hey, Bob. Bob, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How are you doing, sir?
Okay. You have to go on. You can't look back. You got to go forward.
Well, I want to first tell you thank you so much for coming on. I've heard nothing but great things about you and what you do for the county of Tuscarawas County outside of Toys for Tots. I hear that you've been a lifelong giver, and thank you for your service as a retired Marine as well.
Marines right. Never give up. We always look forward.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you. If you don't mind, Bob, Can you just explain to us what happened yesterday, and then we'll get to Megan. But Bob, if you don't mind explaining how you found out about the fire and what your initial reaction was.
Well, it happened so quick. I was in my office, and I heard noise on the roof, so I went out to check. And when I went out to check, the whole roof was on fire, and there was guys working on the roof. So we're not sure what happened yet. They're still under investigation. The fire marshal will probably be in and look at it.
And how long, Bob, have you been doing Toys for Tots?
Well, I've been doing toys probably for 40, 50 years. But wow. Then 4 or 5 years ago, I got in with Toys for Tots, and I've been doing toys that way. Before, I always done it through the church.
Okay. So to learn that that all of your toys, they're gone. Ooh, what was that like? I can only imagine, because you guys, as the coordinators,
well,
you work year round.
It wasn't a good feeling to see the toys go up, because yeah. We did 3,000 kids last year.
So
we're going to try and beat that this year.
Yeah. And Megan, you had told me yesterday, we spoke on the phone briefly, you said that you had just gone out and you guys had collected a bunch of toys and they were all gone. Where do you guys go from here,
yeah,
Megan?
We went and bought toys and collected.
Yeah, so you collected all of these toys and I'm sure they were put in the warehouse when they went up in flames?
Yes, on Saturday night, me and my friend Brittany, we stayed out till 1 o'clock here in the morning to make sure everything was ready to go for Monday morning. And if people can see the pictures on Facebook, you can see everything was nice, beautiful, organized. That's the only way I like to run Toys for Tots. Everything's got to be perfect.
Now, how do you guys make sure, because yesterday when we spoke, you said that kids are still going to get toys. How is that going to happen? What's your guys' plan and initiative to make that happen?
Because we don't give up. We're not going to stop fighting. Today is the day we rest. Tomorrow is the day that we get ourselves back up. And we get out there and we start helping these kids. Because just because a tragedy happened at our location, that doesn't mean that we can just give up and these kids not have Christmas. I mean, Bob and actually his grandson This is where I got the saying that the gift that you want for Christmas, what gift do I want for Christmas? For no kid to wake up on Christmas morning without a gift. And as long as me and Bob are still doing this, and as long as we can get some help, we're going to continue to keep doing this every single year.
Yeah, and I can only imagine.
Go ahead. We have toys coming in from National today, semi-load, hopefully. So we'll be getting back in the toy business real quick. And we're moving to the Calvary Methodist Church right on Route 39. Is where we'll be at.
Bob, that was my next question. So you'll be able to still collect toys. So if there's anyone listening to this right now, where can they drop toys off or any monetary donations for Toys for Tots?
Well, we have 50 boxes throughout Dover, New Philly area. And then they could bring them to the Calvary Methodist Church in Churchville. If they got toys, we'll get the toys one way or another. Thank you.
Yes,
and we also have our P.O. Box, 113 Sherrodsville, Ohio, 44675, if someone would like to send a donation. And then also, like I had said yesterday, Bob's house is also still here. Praise the Lord for that. I mean, people can drop off toys here. I mean, we'll take all the toys that people have right now because we have got to get back to work. We're coming close to Christmas, and I don't want to have to look on Facebook and see a little kid didn't get Christmas because of this bump in the road. So me and Bob, we're going to get through it. We're going to come back better, and we appreciate all everything that you have done, Jordan.
Well, thank you. I appreciate everything that you guys do year in and year out to raise these toys. Bob, we've got about 30 seconds left here. You guys, you've received a lot of support. My inbox is flooded with people asking, how do I get toys to you? How do I get monetary donations to you guys? If you had one thing to say.
Yeah, the monetary donations you can send to Toys for Tots, Box 113, Sherrodsville, 44675.
Okay.
We can use monetary donations, too. In the toys, there's 50 boxes in New Philly, Dover. And if they drop them off at Simpson Heating and Cooling, they double what's dropped off there. That's in cash and toys. So if you can drop it off at Simpson's Heating and Cooling, will be a big plus for us. Thank you.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you both coming on and speaking with me. My thoughts and prayers go out to you and the Tuscarawas County Toys for Tots, hoping that you guys are able to get back on your feet very soon. Thank you both so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.